Today, Bob Ferguson, the dangerous attorney general, most dangerous politician in my 24 years on the air, Fergie announced that he is filing yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration. What's he up to now? About 28 of them? See, the problem is Fergie thought he was going to be governor, and he thought that all these lawsuits were going to make him governor. But now Inslee's running again. And so Fergie, who's been thinking about all his delusions of grandeur, he has to figure out something to stay somewhat relevant. So he's filing yet another lawsuit against the Trump administration.
As you know, the government has been unwilling to meet those standards set forth in that Flores Agreement with disastrous consequences.
And this is the standards for immigrant families.
Now, rather than meeting their legal and moral obligations under the Flores Agreement, the Trump administration proposed on Friday to let themselves out of that agreement. So just to be clear, they have obligations under that agreement to provide for adequate treatment of immigrant families and children, right? Number two, the Trump administration has been unwilling to meet those obligations, as has been well reported and documented. Number three, why we're here today is because now the Trump administration seeks to not have to follow those rules at all. Rather than meet them, let's just be done with them.
Well, and the administration says, no, we want to standardize the rules, so we have a patchwork of how various states and agencies are handling this. But Fergie wants to, once again, make the things better for people who try to come into this country illegally. And that oftentimes has dire consequences for the taxpaying citizens of this country. Let me tell you a story that I bet you haven't heard anywhere else today. Border Patrol agents have made an arrest over the weekend. They caught Carlos Blancas Rojas down in Tucson, Arizona. He's 37 years old. They arrested him for being illegally present in the United States. This guy's a Mexican national. He also has been on the loose for 11 years after allegedly raping a child here in Washington State. He was convicted of the felony by the state of Washington for raping a child in 2008. He still has an active bench warrant in Washington State. And now that he was caught down in Tucson, and thank goodness we had federal agents that were able to catch him, now he can come and stand for his warrant once again in our state. But think about that. We just let child rapists go free in this country. We let them go free if they are illegals. And why? Because, as I've talked about, you know, let's look at Mitzi Johanknik. Mitzi Johanknik, but I'll get to her in a second. The lies she's telling about this database are incredible to try to cover herself now. But because you have people like Mitzi Johanknik, Dow Constantine, Bob Ferguson, Jay Inslee, they care more about illegals than they care about cops. They would rather that cops be at more risk by getting out of this database. They would rather let a rapist walk free, the man who raped the white center woman, allegedly, and trust that he'll go to Mexico on his own. They would rather let an illegal walk free than to protect his victim. And of course, that rapist, alleged, went back to his victim and then violently assaulted her. She said, and she came in the studio and told me about it. Why? Because we have courts that would rather protect illegals than protect citizens. And on it goes. But this Carlos Blancas Rojas, been free for the last 11 years after being convicted of raping a child here in Washington State. And I'm trying to get more information. The Tucson Border Patrol people told us about this, but I'm trying to get more information on the rape he committed of a child here in our state. But he was then to be deported. He gets right back into this country. And that's the level of security that we give rape victims, child rape victims, here in Washington State. It's unbelievable. It's simply unbelievable. And on it goes. I had a story they told you about last week about an illegal who had committed two rapes. And he was let free. That happened back east. It is a constant battle to try to keep... That was in Maryland, by the way. Illegal immigrant rape suspect was released from a Maryland jail 3 days after being arrested because they wouldn't turn him over to ICE. ICE asked to keep the man in custody. Rodrigo Castro Montejo, arrested for second-degree rape and second-degree assault. ICE said, "Will you hold him for us?" And Maryland court authorities let the guy, the illegal, who's also an alleged rapist, they let him walk free. And he remains free. Everything is completely upside down in America on issues of immigration.